This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As thousands of National Guardsmen pour into Washington for President-elect Biden's inauguration on Wednesday, there's worry about a possible insider attack, though officials say they see no evidence of any threat so far. But the FBI is investigating the thousands of National Guard troops. The AP's Julie Walker.
Defense officials say they are worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. This is prompting the FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event. This comes on top of the routine military reviews of service members for extremist connections. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press, officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. I'm Julie Walker.
Members of President Trump's re-election campaign played key roles in orchestrating the rally that led to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building. That's what the AP has learned by reviewing the records. Some are trying to distance themselves now from the rally. When President-elect Biden takes office on Wednesday, his aides say he's going to hit the ground running. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Biden is planning a 10-day blitz of executive actions that will not require congressional action. Those include an end to Trump's restriction on immigration from some Muslim-majority countries and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, as well as a mandate that people wear masks on federal property and during interstate travel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Almost 400,000 people in this country have now died from the coronavirus. Hard-hit California has seen about 3 million cases so far. California trails the rest of the nation when it comes to inoculating its residents. This is AP News. Music legend Phil Spector has died.
Musicians who knew music producer Phil Spector have mixed reactions to the news of his death at the age of 81. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest.
The night we met, I knew I...
Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes, who was married to Phil Spector for 6 years, calls him a brilliant producer but a lousy husband. She says on Instagram many lives were damaged, but she still smiles when she hears the music they made together. Darlene Love says on social media, if it weren't for Phil Spector, there would never be a Darlene Love. She said in a 2004 AP interview, Spector asked if she'd change her name from Wright to Love after gospel singer Dorothy Love Coates.
I said, oh, why not? Because who figured it would stay around anyway?
Margie Zaraletta reporting. Facebook put a warning screen over a retired Mexican cardinal's claim that COVID vaccines contain a satanic microchip. The latest from Facebook. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.